The next coach on the teleconference is Penn State's James Franklin. The Nittany Lions are 4-1 in conference play and 6-2 overall. Penn State hosts Iowa on Saturday, a 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
Straight to questions, please.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. As you remind, if there are no questions in the queue, follow 2 prompts. We will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Christopher Walsh. Please, your report.
Hey, Coach. After the Ohio State game, you kind of mentioned that you couldn't really see the big picture at that point, just everything that you had been through. And I'm wondering, a couple weeks later, have things changed a little bit?
No, I'll probably do that in all season. I mean, you know, really, you know, the season is just too hectic and there's too many things you need to get done week to week to take time and look at the big picture of things. Internally, our focus is on Iowa completely. Iowa, 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 Iowa. You know, and after the season, you know, obviously we'll look at things we could have done better, things that we did well, areas of growth, areas that we're going to have to focus on in the off season to continue to improve. But yeah, we enjoyed that night. It was a tremendous experience for our community and our fan base and our players and coaches. And the administration, but it was a late game, so we didn't get done. I didn't get home until about 3 in the morning, and then you know, we're back. We practice on Sundays, so we're back in grading the film and moving on to the next opponent. And you know, we got a huge one this week with Iowa coming in our stadium. Coach Ferentz has got an 8-4 record against Penn State, and it's going to be a real challenge. So you know, our focus is completely on Iowa.
This might be a little bit of an unfair question, but before, say, the Minnesota game, especially with the injuries, were you ever to the point just like, I can't believe this is happening? I mean, it's what's next kind of thing.
No, you don't have time for those types of moments. You control the things you can control. Obviously, there's challenges and there's frustrations in anything in life and in any job, but we have so many more blessings than challenges. And, you know, again, we're going to spend our time on getting better and developing our guys, and not on you know, some of the challenges or issues you're facing. You know, you deal with those things, but more importantly, you want to focus on the things that you can control.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star then the number 1. Your next question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach Franklin, how you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. What are the 3 keys this weekend to pull a victory at another primetime game up there in State College under the lights? And the last time you guys played up there, you had a very good game against Ohio State.
Well, I think the biggest issues are, you know, if you look at what Iowa does, and they do a great job of protecting the football. On offense, they don't make mistakes. You know, that's something that they do extremely well. I think they're number 7 or something in the country in turnover ratio. So they do a great job of that defensively. They're one of the better defenses in the Big Ten and in the country. They're great up front on both sides of the ball, the O-line and the D-line. And that's how they've been built, always have been built, especially with their head coach, you know, in his background as one of the better O-line coaches in the country. And then on special teams, you know, they're able to take advantage of the playmaker they have in Desmond King, not only as a defensive back, but in the return game. So we have to limit his impact in the game on special teams. You know, we got to find a way to win the turnover battle, and we got to play great up front in what's going to be a physical game. And then the other thing for us is we got to have a home field advantage. We need our fans and our alumni and our lettermen and everybody in that stadium rocking so we have a great home field advantage.
And talk about your run game. It seems like the run game is getting back to, you know, it's been very, very effective this year. So this, you know, is this something you guys worked on in the off season to get it better?
Yeah, it just comes down to development of our offensive linemen. You know, when I got the job, we had 9 scholarship offensive linemen in the program. Now we're back to 17. And Matt Limegrover, our line coach, is doing a tremendous job. Obviously, we have a difference maker in Saquon Barkley, which helps. And then we have mobility at the quarterback position. So the combination of all those things, like most things in life, it's not one thing.
It's a number of things, and it's something that's very important to us is being able to run the ball, and we've made a commitment to it.
Well, good luck this week.
Thank you, sir.
And once again, if you have a question, simply press star one. Your next question is from Tim May, Columbus Dispatch.
Thanks, Coach. Two questions. Number one, I know it's focused on one game to the next and stuff, but is there an energy even more in your program now from the moment that blocked field goal was returned for a touchdown? Do you feel something against Ohio State? Do you feel something a little different? I mean, what's your take on the pulse of that aspect of it?
You know, I think obviously, you know, the more games you play with a young football team, you gain experience. When you're able to have success, you're able to build confidence. So I think those things go hand in hand. I think, you know, probably the biggest change has been external, not internal. You know, our guys have kind of approached things the same way each week, and we try to do that as well. Try to keep our routine, you know, the same. And our guys have worked really hard. This year, I think since the beginning of the season, I felt like our locker room was really good in terms of the trust that we have for one another, the love that we have for one another, the belief that we have in one another. And our guys are working hard. And to me, that's the key ingredients you have to have in any successful organization and specifically team. And we have that right now. So, I think obviously, like I mentioned, I think, you know, that when you have a young team and you're gaining experience and then you have some success, all those things help.
Yeah. And listen, how much of a challenge is it for a coaching staff, a head coach in particular, to have a big home game, but also be hosting recruits on maybe official or unofficial visits? How much of a challenge is it to put on the right, you know, the right face, et cetera, but also take care of business in both aspects?
I don't think anybody truly likes it. You know, I think the old model of you focus on football during the season and recruiting in the off season, you know, I think that's how everybody would prefer it, but that model is pretty much gone. You have to be able to balance both. The season is hard enough. You know, it's like, just like when we played Ohio State, we had I think 180 recruits here. I think 70 of which had offers. And, you know, you got to make sure that those guys have a great experience. And then we had official visitors in. So that we get done. I get back to my home, I think 3:00 in the morning. And then we had to come in and grade the film. And then I had brunch at my house with the recruits and their families the next morning. So it's a scramble. And, you know, we already work long hours. And then when you have to cram those things in there as well, you have to do it because it's vital and so important to your program. But it's challenging. And that's why I think you see – across the country, people's football programs, the amount of staff expanding and expanding and expanding because, you know, when you have that many recruits on campus and that many high-profile recruits, you want them all to have the best experience possible, and it's hard to manage all those people. You need the personnel to do it. So, you know, it's the nature of the game, and it's the challenge in the industry right now.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.